Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And in this one, I wanted to talk to you about a negative trait of INFJs. I know I speak a lot about our superpowers and our positive traits and how we're awesome, and we are. But we do have, as anyone does, some negative traits. And one of them is extremely annoying to everyone around us. And if we could just stop doing this even a little bit, I think it would really improve our relationships with the people around us. That's what I've been told many times by my family, and my sister tells me this a lot, and my friends have told me this as well, that, you know, can you just stop doing this? It's really annoying. And the trait that I'm speaking about, perhaps you know of it already, perhaps you've noticed it in you already, and it's our tendency to be preachy, our tendency to be a know-it-all, our tendency to know that we know best for everyone around us. And we tell people that we know best, and we'll tell them what to do without taking no for an answer, because we know, and this is what you should be doing, and why aren't you listening to me, and I know best for you, and, you know, if you don't do it, then you're an idiot, you know, things like that. Perhaps some of you are nodding your head saying, but I do know best. And yes, you know, it is kind of the two sides of the equation, right? One of it says that INFJs do have a very good intuition. We are empathic, so we can kind of tell where people are standing and how they're looking at things, how they can improve their lives. We're also really caring, so we notice things about people and we're like, okay, you know, if they did this, then their life would be so much better. Or if they stopped doing this, it would work out so much better, right? So yes, INFJs do have that capacity to know about other people and to know, you know, what will make their life easier or better. But there's a other side of the equation that when we start giving advice to other people, we have, as I said, a tendency to be preachy about it, as if we know everything about the person, that there is no possibility that we're wrong at all, not even a little minor possibility, that if they didn't listen to us, that they'd be an idiot. You know, we kind of get a little bit condescending about it. We kind of get a little bit pushy about it. And we're in their face, we're telling them what to do. We're bossy in a way as well. And, you know, all of this kind of comes across as extremely controlling and manipulative to other people. Now, the problem is that, you know, we need to realize that sometimes people don't want the best for themselves, right? I mean, they do want to keep on living the way they've been living, even if you tell them this thing, if you did this one thing, you know, your life would be perfect. And this is what I do all the time with my meditation spiel. I'm like, but if you just started meditating, your life would be perfect. And people are looking at me like, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. Stop telling me to do it. And I'm sitting there thinking, but why? I mean, this is it. If you just started doing it, your life would be brilliant. But they just don't want to do it. And that should be okay with us. But unfortunately, as I've said, and I do this all the time, when someone doesn't follow my advice, I start getting angry about it. I start getting just confused. I don't understand, but I know what's best for you. This is it. You don't need to do anything else. You don't need to go to any other healing session. You don't need to go to any therapy sessions. This is one thing that I'm telling you. This is it. Do that. And then the person's looking at me like, okay, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. Don't tell me to do it. Stop being so bossy. Stop being so pushy. Stop being so freaking demanding. And in a lot of the cases, I realize that it is literally because I'm being so preachy. And it's like we're sitting on this high horse of ours, right? We're sitting on this throne, like the kings and queens of the world saying, all right, you know, I know best for you. This is how you should live your life. Now go and do it. Go forth and live your life, right? And the funny thing is that, you know, if you look at our lives, if you look at a lot of the INFJ lives, they're actually not perfect. It's like we're living quite miserable lives where we're not in a good relationship or at all in a relationship. We don't have any friends around us that we could trust. Our finances are in our shambles. We don't like our jobs, or if we are in a job then we don't, you know, we don't do enough of it. We self-sabotage ourselves all the time. And we're not living our dream lives, you know, things like that. So there's a lot of things that are wrong with us and our lives. But instead of fixing ourselves, you know, and acting as an example, which is how it should be, we end up saying, okay, I don't want to deal with my own problems because it's difficult and annoying. And frankly, I don't think I can solve my problems. And if I can, it's just gonna be such a pain. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna ignore my problems, pretend like they don't exist, let them exacerbate themselves and become bigger, then I can never solve them ever again. And instead of actually looking at my own problems, my own life, my own situation, I'm just going to focus on everyone else. And I'm going to say, okay, so your problem, this is what it is. You should go do this to fix your problem. And you there, that's what you should be doing to fix your problem. And that person over there should be doing this, blah, blah, blah. And so we kind of become like this, you know, pastor standing in a pulpit kind of telling, this is what you should do, and go forth and do this, and here, that person. And instead of, you know, we're becoming very preachy, instead of saying that, hey, okay, let me kind of pull it back a bit and let me focus that laser-like intuition that I have upon myself and look at what is going on in my life and how I can make sure that I'm living the best life possible before I start going around and telling everyone else how they should be living their life, right? And actually, I get that a lot. It's kind of funny because, you know, I get messages from people and emails about things that they think I should be doing in order to improve my life. And in a lot of cases, you know, I'm just looking at them and I'm thinking, my gosh, but you're so miserable. Your finances are a complete mess. You have no idea what's going on. You have no relationships. You're bitter and cynical. And why do you think you have the right, just because you're an INFJ or whatever it might be, why do you think you have the right to tell me what to do? I don't understand. In a lot of cases, I'm looking at the INFJ thinking, but what is going on here? Don't you see it? And the reality is, no, they don't see it. And we don't see it. Because, again, we're just so busy ignoring our problems, ignoring our lives and all the things going on with us. Perhaps when I'm ignoring it, we're like, well, I can't fix my life, so let me go and fix everyone else's life. Or we're like, well, fixing my life is selfish. I'm going to go fix everyone else's life so I can be selfless. Or whatever reason or excuse we're making up in our heads, we're very intelligent, so we're very good at making up excuses, justifications, and all that stuff in our head so that we don't solve our own problems and we go out and solve other people's problems. As I said, this is not what the world needs you to do. And I've realized this very, very, very clearly for myself, and I'm not saying that I'm good at it yet. I am very preachy still, and I still give advice to my sister, and she's still like, I don't want your advice. Stop giving me advice. And so, you know, the main thing we need to realize is, first of all, people are not going to listen to your advice. They're not going to do it. You're wasting your time. Second of all, if they do listen to you, they're not going to keep on continuing to listen to you. At some point, they're going to stop and they're going to be like, well, I'm going to take care of my own stuff. You will take care of your stuff, right? And that's literally the message that the universe is constantly sending me, is that stop poking your nose into someone else's business. Start pulling it all back into yourself. Start using your skills, your superpowers to solve your problems, not the world's problems. The world can take care of itself. Start solving your own problems. Start fixing your own life. if you don't have any friends and you're not in a relationship and your finances are not properly set up and you hate your job, fix your life first. Yeah. Don't pretend like you can't fix it because you can. If you can really solve everyone else's problem, you can solve your own. So go fix your stuff first. And you're like, well, I don't need to. I don't need anyone in my life. You do. You're a social person. The reason why you're so bitter and cynical and getting up in everyone else's business is because you're having an issue with loneliness and because you're not able to solve your own problem and you're not able to. You're not solving your own problem. And so if you just focus on yourself a bit and try to find someone to be with and stop living the life that you've been living, unless you're happy, that's fine. But if you're not, and if you're poking your nose in everyone else's business because you're like, well, I'd rather ignore my own problems, then that's what needs to change in your life first. Yeah. And this is what I've noticed a lot in the way I did things for the longest time. Oh my God, if I look at my life, I really look back and think, what a waste of time. I spend so much of my time ignoring my own problems and going around and trying to fix here, there, that problem, my parents' problem, my sister's problem, my brother's problem, my friend's problem, you know, my boyfriend's problem, whatever it might be. Meanwhile, my house of cards is completely falling into shambles, right? And so what am I doing here? Like, you know, why, first of all, did I build a house of cards? You know, why didn't I build a proper foundation for my own house? Why am I just like building it perfunctorily, not even paying attention to my own house properly, and going around and trying to fix everyone else? And I do this a lot, especially when I want to ignore some problem in my life. You know, when I have something going on that I'm like, oh, I really don't want to look at this problem. Let me think what I can do. And I'll start going around and looking for things to solve, people to save, animals to save even. I'll go around and search for dogs that need help or cats that need to be saved and all that stuff, because it's so much better and easier to go around and do that and pretend like I'm making a difference and doing something in the world and moving forward with something at least. When, you know, coming back into my life, I have to look at that particular problem that I don't want to look at, and I'm like, but really, do I have to look at this thing? I don't want to. Let me just ignore it. Yeah. And so if that's what you're doing, a lot of your preachiness is probably coming from that, because you're like, well, I don't want to look at that problem of mine, so let me go out and send all of my energy outward. Pull it back to yourself. Yeah. Start using your superpowers for your own good first. Fix your life first. And then you can go out and fix everyone else's life. Yeah. At that point, you're allowed to do it, because you are sitting on a pedestal at that point. You're like, yeah, I'm living the perfect life ever. And then you get to that point, you have probably learned a lot, and then you can, yeah, share your knowledge with other people. But until that point, it's not like you should be doing that. Actually, in fact, you're probably ignoring some of your major problems right now, because INFJs do this. So please stop doing that. Stop being preachy. Stop standing on that pulpit of yours and, you know, giving advice to everyone else and not following your own advice. I hope this makes sense. I hope it wasn't too harsh, too critical, or maybe it was. It's fine. I think this is something that's really important. If you want to step up and grow as an INFJ, I really think that this is something that we need to do ASAP. If you have any questions, let me know. You can comment below or, you know, message me, and we'll see what happens with that. And again, thank you, and I shall see you in the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.